This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in October 2018. We're talking about BioCorex. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICXD, recently with a 100-to-1 reverse split on that. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Brady Granier, and also the CFO, Lourdes Felix. Welcome, you guys. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having us, as always.
Thank you for having us on.
Can you tell us more about the NIDA grant and how that's going to work, and what is that going to mean to your company?
Yeah, so it's NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, which is a division of NIH, the National Institute of Health. And we applied for this grant. It was the second quarter of last year after we had met with the FDA. I think we met with the FDA about a year ago now. And after we met with the FDA, we applied for the NIDA grant, in which we just received the notice of award on January 17th. So we had been waiting for quite some time to get that the results of that grant application, and we finally did so. So what that does is, in effect, handles most, if not, well, probably all of the development costs for BICX-102, our naltrexone implant that we met with the FDA about. So this grant award covers the first 2 years of the application. We submitted for additional money for years after that, and those are dependent upon milestones that we reach during the development process, and of course the availability of funds. When you're dealing with the government, you never know what they do with their grant funding, but so we have to have that, you know, that disclaimer in there. But that will in effect cover this project, which is we've been waiting for this for quite some time. It's a huge validation for our company and our team and this product that the government is willing to fund our little company and a product of this nature in this crisis. So we're very thrilled about that, and now we're ready to get going with the project. Or to move it into a different phase.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Brady, that you guys did a reverse split, stock split on that. What was the company's rationale and timing for that?
Well, I'll turn it over to Lourdes on that, but we've made it clear for over a year now or so that we were anticipating this because it was in previous disclosure. So, but now it's effective as of recently, and I'll let Lourdes kind of talk more about the that side of the business.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brady. So we applied for the NASDAQ. We filled out the NASDAQ application well over a year ago. So in our previous updates to shareholders, we had shared that information. So the timing with regard to the reverse split now makes perfect sense. We've been waiting on the NIDA grant for almost a year now. We were awarded the NIDA grant. And it just puts the company in a better position overall in executing on our strategy and executing on the goals that we set out to provide, better shareholder value for all of our shareholders. So the timing is now, we've been updating everyone as often as we can on a quarterly basis with where we are with the uplist process, and now our plans are hopefully to get uplisted before the end of this year. So that would be on the execution side of our plans this year, is to get uplisted. So we are in that process, and we are progressing on everything else that we have set out to do.
Lourdes, why I got you on the show, currently you are the CFO. Two questions I have for you. How big was the NIDA grant, and what are you going to use the money for?
The NIDA grant is approximately $5.7 million, and it will cover the development of BICX-102 over the next 2 years. So it is specifically for the development of BICX-102.
The company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is BioCorex Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol BICXD. And if you're new to their company, they're an addiction treatment company offering a unique approach to the treatment of substance abuse and addiction. That being said, what are the plans for you guys in 2019? Where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, we're getting to work on the development of BICX-102 now that we have the grant. Our team is coming back together to get this thing in full motion. So that's going to take up a lot of our time here in this year and years to come, of course. But that's on the horizon. The uplist, as Lourdes just mentioned, that's we'll be working on that, and that's a goal this year. And then the other, you know, a couple of other things that we're excited about is, you know, we're still evaluating this new molecule VDM that we previously announced. So we hope to do more work on that here in the next few weeks or months. And then the other thing is our weight loss, you know, program. You know, that is coming along, and we're hoping to launch that full force this year. And we're very excited about that part of the business.
I know, Brady, you guys have submitted a couple of applications to the FDA for some of your products. Can you bring us up to speed where we're at on any of those?
Well, no. We had a pre-IND meeting with the FDA a year ago, and that was for our implant product. So there's no FDA applications per se. These are pre-IND meetings. Once we get further down the development pipeline, then the next step would be an IND submission, and then ultimately an NDA submission. Those are the applications you may be referring to. But the whole point of the NIDA grant is to get to that point, so we use those funds to get that product down to the application phase.
In closing here, what would you want my listeners to take away from the interview?
Well, I think this is for us. We feel that this is a watershed moment for the company. You know, over the years that we've been here, this is perhaps the best we've been fundamentally as a company. You know, we have the backing of the U.S. government, which adds not only the financial resources but the credibility that comes along with that. So we're really in a poised right now to take this to another level, and we're ready to get to work on that this year.
I want to thank you and Lourdes for coming on the show today. It's always a privilege to have you on the show. I wish nothing but continued success for your company and the way you grow. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days, give myself and my listeners an update what's going on with BioCorex.
Thanks. We'd be happy to.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.